Gabrick to Kopitar. To Gabrick, who scores! Oh, it doesn't get any better than that.
The action on the ice might be over,
but we're just getting warmed up.
It's time for the Los Angeles Kings post-game show, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times.
Toffoli to the net, shoots, scores!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are John Rosen and Darrell Evans.
Welcome back, hockey fans. A tough one here for Kings fans tonight as L.A. drops a 2-1 decision to the San Jose Sharks and now trails a best-of-seven series 2-0. We're going to go downstairs right now where Darrell Evans is standing by. Darrell.
Thanks a lot, John. As we'd mentioned, when the game come to an end there, San Jose, best road team in the NHL, comes into Staples Center taking the first two games in the series. So now time for the Kings to return the favor going into a building where San Jose has not had a lot of success. Sub .500 this year on home ice. So we'll see if the Kings can, again, they're a solid road team. See if they can go into San Jose and, get a little bit of that momentum back. And we'll be curious to see the way the San Jose Sharks react, having a 2-0 lead again here in this series. Joining me right now, Jamie McBain. Jamie, tough game for your hockey team tonight. What's the feeling in the locker room after dropping two here on home ice?
Well, it's tough, obviously. You don't want to go in a 2-0 hole, especially on your home ice. But, we know the situation. It's a 7-game series for a reason, and we know that we're going to be ready to go on Monday to, take one game at a time.
When you go back to game one, did you see many adjustments by your team from game one into today? It seemed like the result, pretty much the same one-goal hockey game, and it just like it wasn't enough sustained pressure or good quality scoring chances through the course of the game.
Yeah, obviously you try and make the adjustments, but I think, especially kind of in the first two periods, we weren't quite where we wanted to be. We weren't generating enough offense, generating our forecheck, getting pucks deep, getting pucks at the goalie. We were, we're making it easy on them. I think in the third period, we had kind of had a push there and gave ourselves a chance, but, we got to make sure we do it through the whole 60 minutes.
You go back, probably 3 weeks just before the season come to an end, team went into Chicago, went into Dallas, played two real solid road games, and then came back home, beat the Boston Bruins, clinching himself a playoff spot. Since then, though, it seems like there's been a lot of inconsistencies in the game and different elements of the game throughout the lineup.
Yeah, we know that, obviously. We're not putting together a full 60 minutes. We're having spurts, and then we're having breakdowns. And that's something that, especially around playoff time, you can't have that. Otherwise, teams are going to capitalize, and that's what San Jose has been doing so far. And so we got to make sure that we sharpen up and get back on track playing Kings hockey.
When you go into their building now, they're going to have the luxury of being able to get the line matchups that they're looking for. I think both teams are very familiar with each other. First and foremost, if you could pick one thing which your team will have to do differently or more successfully in their building in order to win a game.
I think it's getting our forecheck going. I think we're making it too easy on their defensemen. They're playing some big minutes, and they're big important guys for them, especially getting up in the rush and in the offense. So I think if we're able to sustain our forecheck, get pucks behind them, and obviously we got to test Jones a little bit more too. I think we're making it a little easier on him. We got to get a lot more bodies in front of him and make it uncomfortable for him in there.
I know in both games, both teams have capitalized with the man advantage, but it seems like the Kings have taken too many unnecessary penalties against the Sharks team that not necessarily scoring a lot on the power play, but they're building a lot of momentum, and it's taken away the opportunity for the Kings to generate some offense going the other way.
Yeah, obviously that's something that you can't do. They generate a lot of their opportunities on their power play, and that's something that that they have the personnel on there to make you pay. And so I think we definitely got to sharpen up in that area and make sure that we're not taking dumb penalties and putting ourselves at the disadvantage.
Appreciate your time, Jamie. Travel safe tomorrow. We'll look forward to catching up with you in San Jose.
Thanks.
All right, back up to you, Johnny.
Thanks so much, Darrell. And time now for the three stars of the game. Big thank you as well to Jamie McBain for spending some time with us as well. Three stars. Number three star for the L.A. Kings, Marian Gabrick. In his first game back, was generally dangerous off the rush. Had some good looks around the net and a really good good zone entry in that second period, bringing the puck into that attacking end. Gabrick finished with four shots on goal. That was tied for second on the team. Seven total shot attempts in 14 minutes and 32 seconds. Leading both clubs in shots on goal was Jeff Carter. He had six total shots on goal and 10 shot attempts in 20 minutes and 6 seconds. Number two star of the game, Martin Jones. Stopped 25 of 26 shots. And number one star, Joe Pavelski. Kings are going to have to find a way to neutralize him if the Kings are to emerge from this best of seven series at the now trail 2-0. Pavelski averaging 2 points a game. throughout all seven regular season and playoff games between these two teams. Now 14 points in the seven games that have counted that these two teams have played this season. He had a goal, an assist, a plus one rating, three shots on goal, and won 7 out of 8 faceoffs in 18 minutes and 7 seconds of ice time. And if you're looking for one aspect where the Kings have improved here this evening, it was that they were better at the faceoff dot. The only member of the Sharks that had the consistent success at the faceoff dot tonight was Pavelski. Meanwhile, LA won 41 out of 68 faceoffs tonight. But again, these are all just window dressing numbers here as San Jose claims a 2-1 victory and a 2-0 series lead. We're going to take a quick break here. Kings fans, come right back in just a moment with the highlights presented by Rusnak Pasadena Audi. After that, we'll take a look at some out-of-town scoreboards after another break. So stay tuned. More coming up here, and then we're going to get to your calls on Kings Talk with Nick and Daryl downstairs. Thanks again for joining us here on this Saturday night on Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Boy, am I miffed at my accountant. Tanning beds wouldn't count as business expenses.
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
You could win a BMW Z4 every Sunday in April.
Number two.
Yahoo ranked Morongo as the number one casino in Southern California.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Country recording artist Sarah Evans performing live Saturday, April 30th.
Morongo, good times.
Blocking a puck traveling 100 miles an hour takes incredible skill and talent. But you know what takes even more skill and talent? Developing life-saving treatments and surgeries that doctors at Children's Hospital Los Angeles perform every year for thousands of sick kids right here in L.A. So please, join the Kings in supporting life-saving care and research at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. So if you live L.A., give L.A. Make a donation at chla.org/kings. That's chla.org/kings.
Oh, we told you we're changing things up at McDonald's. You can finally get breakfast all day. Burgers you can customize the way you want. Order for Max?
Thanks.
Enjoy. Not a believer yet, huh? Well, hang tight. We got something else that might surprise you. Breakfast bowls. Boom. They're loaded with egg white, turkey sausage, kale, and spinach. Or try a scrambled egg and chorizo bowl. Each for just $4.39.
Hey, I'll have a breakfast bowl.
Yeah, you will. We're changing things up. So come, see for yourself. Price and participation may vary. Breakfast bowl served during breakfast hours only.
Everyone's attention span is this big. It's like the word association game.
Let's play that game. It's fun.
If I say Sacramento.
I once had a liaison up there.
I think state capital.
Okay, see, I don't think like other people. Give me another one.
If I say Olive Garden.
Only one time with her, and I didn't know she was married.
The drive home. With Jillian Barbary and John Phillips.
Weekdays 3 to 6.
On Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Kings Hockey Now.
McIntyre in the morning, Monday at 5.
790 KABC.
Welcome back, Kings fans. And thank you again for staying with us here on this Saturday night. We're going to get you to Kings Talk in just a little bit, but time now for the Rusnak Pasadena Audi highlights as San Jose skates to a 2-1 win here at Staples Center. Well, the Sharks able to play with a lead for just about all of the night here tonight because they were able to get on the scoreboard early on and several familiar names factoring into the opening goal. Thornton far side of the ice, and here come the Sharks. Tries to make a move around King, does so. Thornton to the attacking zone. Good poke check there by Doughty. Comes loose to the middle of the right circle. Burns over to Pavelski. He shoots. He scores. Joe Pavelski from the right circle, right at the right faceoff dot. There was some traffic in front. He continues his reign of terror against the Los Angeles Kings. He has averaged 2 points per game through all six games so far this season between these teams, and San Jose leads 1-0 early. Pavelski's third of the series, assist to Burns and Thornton at 3:37 of that first period. That was the period's only goal. San Jose out shooting Los Angeles 7-5 in that opening frame. San Jose got some fortunate special teams time as the Kings were whistled for subsequent penalties that gave the Sharks full 5 minutes of a 3 minutes, 2 minutes of a 5-on-3 power play. Tyler Toffoli whistled for roughing. Milan Lucic whistled for charging. And early on in that 5-on-3, in which they would have had 2 full minutes with which to work, Logan Couture able to put back in a loose puck. Down low once again, Thornton back to Marlowe over to the near side. Pavelski with a shot, save made, rebound, score. Logan Couture in the first half of the 5-on-3. And San Jose now leads 2-0. That was Couture's first of the series, assist to Pavelski and Marlowe at 8:44. Kings ended up killing the second half of the penalty and went into the second intermission trailing 2-0. Shots on goal in the second period for Los Angeles 9 and a two-period total of 14, and for San Jose 9 and a two-period total of 16. Kings were able to get a little bit of pretty good pressure early on in that second period. LA's best stretch of pressure, probably the end of the second period into the beginning of the third. However, after that, San Jose did a good job of controlling probably the middle 10 minutes of that period. From 5 minutes in, about 5 minutes to play, there was a lot of neutral zone play. LA had some attempts from distance, from the perimeter. Not a ton of good bodies and pucks at the front of the net at the same time. But Los Angeles able to generate a power play on a Melker Carlson slashing minor. And they were able, with some very big pressure and some good stick work right in front of the net, able to get on the scoreboard. Good stick there by Pearson. Frees it loose. Muzzin with a shot. Tried to go far post. Loose out in front. Shot. Knocked down out in front. The Kings can't bury. Pearson to Muzzin with a shot. Still knocked down. Comes loose. Far post shot. Score! Vincent LeCavalier on the power play. And the Kings are on the scoreboard. LeCavalier's first of the postseason. Assist to Pearson and Muzzin at 14:59. It was a power play goal. And the Kings pulled Jonathan Quick. And had some offensive zone time, unable to win some crucial faceoffs late in that game. Joe Thornton strong on the draw late in this one as San Jose able to run out the clock and claim that 2-1 victory. Shots on goal in the third period for the Kings, 12, and a three-period total of 26. And for the Sharks, 7, and a three-period total of 23. We're going to take a quick break in just a moment here, Kings fans. I want to remind you, though, that you can visit any Sprinkles location in Los Angeles to purchase an LA Kings cupcake created by Tyler Toffoli. Team's limited edition cupcake, comprised of dark chocolate cake, creamy vanilla frosting, and rainbow sprinkles, will be available from April 15th to 30th, with a portion of proceeds benefiting Kings Care Foundation. We're going to wrap it all up in just a little bit and send you downstairs to Kings Talk in just a moment. We'll give you some out-of-town scores in just a moment here, too, Kings fans, so stay tuned. More coming up here on Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Boy, am I miffed at my accountant. Tanning beds wouldn't count as business expenses.
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
You could win a BMW Z4 every Sunday in April.
Number two.
Yahoo ranked Morongo as the number one casino in Southern California.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Country recording artist Sarah Evans performing live Saturday, April 30th.
Morongo, good times.
Oh, we told you we're changing things up at McDonald's. You can finally get breakfast all day. Burgers you can customize the way you want. Order for Max?
Thanks.
Enjoy. Not a believer yet, huh? Well, hang tight. We got something else that might surprise you. Breakfast bowls. Boom. They're loaded with egg white, turkey sausage, kale, and spinach. Or try a scrambled egg and chorizo bowl. Each for just $4.39.
Hey, I'll have a breakfast bowl.
Yeah, you will. We're changing things up. So come, see for yourself. Price and participation may vary. Breakfast bowl served during breakfast hours only.
Nick Nixon here for our friends at AAMCO. These days, more people are keeping their cars longer. If you're one of them, listen closely. Your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car. And with newer cars, you can't tell if your car needs a transmission repair. If your car just doesn't feel right or a service light is on, there's only one place to go. That's AAMCO. For a limited time, mention LA Kings Radio, and the guys at AAMCO will check your transmission for free. And if your check engine light is on, AAMCO will read and report the trouble codes to you at no cost. That's right. Why pay up to $100 somewhere else? AAMCO can take care of all your car care needs. Over half the cars serviced at AAMCO don't even need a rebuilt transmission. Call the pros at 1-800-GO-AAMCO or log on to AAMCOSOCAL.com for the center nearest you. That's AA. MCO, AAMCO, transmissions, and a whole lot more.
Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer.
The final horn is blown and the fat lady is singing. But you're just tuning in.
Gee willikers, did I miss the match, eh?
Yes, but after every Southern California broadcast, Nick and Daryl are doing a little overtime of their own. It's King's Talk. heard exclusively on 790 KABC, covering all things Kings and taking your calls at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222. Call in now with your thoughts and comments on tonight's game and be a part of the show. Kings Talk with Nick Nixon and Darrell Evans starts now.
And we are at the DraftKings Fantasy Sports Bar and Lounge, our home for Kings Talk. Welcome, everybody. 800-222-5222. Give us a call. We've got some trivia questions for you tonight. Game two in this first round series is done, and the Sharks win it again to take a 2-0 lead in the series. They won game one here the other night 4-3. They win by a goal tonight 2-1. And again, Joe Pavelski, a big hurt on the Kings. 2 more points, a goal, and an assist. He had 2 goals in the opener. And including the 5 regular season games, Joe Pavelski, 7 goals, 7 assists, 14 points against the Kings this season. And for the Kings, some lineup changes for game two. Darryl Sutter got Marion Gaborik in. Marion had missed about 2 months, a little over 2 months, with a knee injury. And some changes up front. Nick Shore made his NHL playoff debut tonight, as well as, let's see, who else? I'm missing somebody.
Jamie McBain.
Jamie McBain on defense. I'm thinking of forwards, and I should be thinking of defense. So, those three in. Alec Martinez injured. Remember the other night he played 2 periods, and then that was it. Don't know the extent of his injury. And Andrioff and Clifford were healthy scratches as far as we know. All right, let's get to a trivia question, and then you can call in. Which active player made it to the Stanley Cup Finals 3 years in a row with 3 different teams? Which active player made it to the Stanley Cup Finals 3 years in a row with 3 different teams? 800-222-5222. Darrell, we mentioned Marion Gaborik in the lineup tonight. Looked pretty good out there. I mean, it looked like he got more confident, more comfortable, stronger as the game went on.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I thought he did a good job at utilizing his speed and his hands. Everything seemed to connect as the game went on. I was impressed with the way the comfort that he played with out there. I don't think he showed any effects of not having played the game for a couple of months. It's always tough to come back, and let alone come back into a playoff environment against a team that's playing real well in San Jose. I thought he was good. It was a positive for the Kings in tonight's game, and hopefully he'll be able to continue to keep moving forward and have an impact on Monday's game.
Wound up with 4 shots on goal. I think he had 3 in the second period, 1 in the third period. Jeff Carter had 6 shots. He was a force again tonight, pretty good in the faceoff circle, 57%. But it's a familiar refrain, just having trouble getting 2 lines going, your top 2 lines going on the same night after night. And some guys who were strong, I thought, in game one kind of fell off tonight, and other guys picked it up. But you'd like to get more of your top-end guys going at the same time.
Yeah, I think the Kings are feeling the effect of not having Alec Martinez in the lineup. No disrespect to Jamie McBain's performance tonight. I thought he did a good job. But San Jose's been very good on their forecheck. They've gotten in there quickly, and they've taken away the time and space. So the Kings forwards aren't getting the puck maybe at the times when they've been accustomed to getting it, through the course of the season when things are going well. And the Kings forwards and defense are getting separated, so there's not as nearly as much attack time as the Kings need to create in a series against San Jose. Be interesting to see now with the series shifting up to San Jose. San Jose, who was sub 500 on home ice, whether or not the Kings are going to be able to turn the tide in their favor, capture the next game, and then make a series of it.
All right, let's get to the phones. 800-222-5222. Kings Talk here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. We'll start it off in Newport Beach tonight. Nick, you're first up on the show. Good evening. What's on your mind?
Well, gentlemen, a disappointing night. I went to both games, and, the Kings just don't look like the Kings. The puck possession game that was maybe there, the cycling game early in the third period was the first I saw it in a while. I guess the question is, this Kings team is unrecognizable compared to what we've seen. They have 22 shots or 23 shots Thursday. 5 shots in the first period tonight. So is it more what San Jose is doing, or they don't have the energy? And That's my first question. The second question is, what is the status with expansion with Quebec and Vegas? Is that a done deal? Is it a foregone conclusion? Do they have their nicknames yet? What's the status of that?
Well, right now, nothing has been decided on which teams are going to be added, if any are all. I think it's a pretty good bet that they're probably going to add at least one team in the near future. A lot of people feel it's Las Vegas because their building is almost ready. A beautiful new building, a state-of-the-art. So we'll have to see. I know the last few meetings between the GMs, they have discussed how to handle an expansion draft. And a concern for a new team coming in was, if I'm paying all this money for a franchise, $500 million, I need a competitive team out of the hop. So it didn't happen with some of those expansion teams in the early 90s. And, of course, Atlanta didn't make it again, and they wind up moving to Winnipeg. So, you know, it's in the works. I think it's going to happen within the next couple of years. How many teams, I don't know. Ideally, you would like two. And ideally, you'd like 16 in the West, 16 in the East, but I don't know geographically if that's going to work. To me, Nick, and I'll have Daryl chime in, the makeup of the blue line is nowhere near what it was starting in 2012. You look game to game, and maybe this is something we'll look at, but when was the last time the Kings went with the same pairs for as many as three or four straight games? I don't know if that happened all year.
No, you're right. And, you know, there's a big difference when you look at the makeup of the blue line. You know, you had Willie Mitchell back in the blue line. You had Slava Voynov, and that's a player that they miss. You had Robin Regier. You're also missing Matt Green, another presence back in the blue line. So these are veteran players, in particular on the penalty kill, guys like Willie Mitchell, Robin Regier, Matt Green. These guys are big, heavy guys that kind of take away some of those heavy minutes from guys like Doughty, Martinez, and Jake Muslin. So these guys are being put into situations. Now you got Jamie McBain plays his first game, Braden McNabb playing in his first playoff game. So it's been a tough task, you know, for these guys to be able to step in there. And, you know, it's a game-to-game type of thing. And this is where collectively as a group, the forwards have to come back and really help the defense. You know, they, you know, go back, and I've said it a couple of times already tonight, that, you know, you go back to that road trip that they had when they went into Dallas and went into Chicago and beat both those teams on the road, then came back home and secured a playoff spot beating the Boston Bruins. Kings were playing some real solid hockey, and we just haven't seen that level of hockey since that period. Second to last game of the regular season against Anaheim, solid outing, good checking game, only giving up one goal. But there's been too many lapses of everything going on. Right now, if you were to sit there and watch the Kings team, they're not playing to their identity. Yeah, they had a bunch of hits in the game and things like that, but they're not stopping the puck. They're not cycling the puck. You know, they've been notorious for putting pucks and bodies towards the net, but they haven't had sustained pressure against San Jose, and Martin Jones has had a pretty easy time of it in the first two games.
Yeah, and I know the cap issue is a concern, as it is for a lot of teams that do well, like Chicago, and you've got to turn things over. But I don't know. To me, going forward, and this is just me, if I'm playing GM, I think a priority for me is finding a top four defenseman. I like Muzzin and Martinez. Top four guy with experience to play with Drew Doughty next year. Now, if they feel that McNabb is making enough strides and he's the guy, okay, fine. But I think just being confident and knowing that your top four are a real solid top four, to me, that's where you start from. And maybe it means sacrificing one of the forwards in a trade or whatever to free up space to get that veteran guy. You know, like, you know, Dan Hamhuis. I'm not saying Dan Hamhuis is the answer. He'll be a free agent. He's going to make a lot of money. But, you know, would he be a player like that, a good fit for Drew Doughty? So.
Yeah, I think when you go back and you look at, like, the players that the Kings have fit in there, you know, guys like Willie Mitchell who played alongside, you know, Slava Voynov or things like that. He played alongside Drew Doughty. Rob Scuderi a few years ago, you know, he was a great fit with Drew Doughty. You know, you're able to play against top-end players and not necessarily have to be the best player. It's got to be a veteran player, I think, that has that experience, poise, got to have the mobility out there. I think when you look at the NHL, and we've seen a drastic change, I think, in the last probably two or three years in the pace of the game, the speed the game's being played at right now, you've got to be a skating team. And, you know, I think, you know, right now the Kings in this series against San Jose have looked a little bit slow. San Jose's been able to set the pace and the tone of the game, and Kings haven't been able to take that game to the level. But still like to see the Kings go out and still play their game and then to see what the result will be, because you look at two games that the Kings have not played to their potential. San Jose, I think, has played two real solid games, especially for two road games, and the Kings have been just one goal short in both nights.
Nick, thanks for the call. Before you go, any idea which active player made it to the Stanley Cup Finals 3 years in a row with three different teams?
Well, that's a tough one. The only thing that can come to mind is Brian Boyle, maybe.
Yeah, that's a good guess. Rangers, Tampa Bay, but incorrect. I think he did it 2 years in a row. Didn't he do it with the Rangers against us, and the year before, the year after with Tampa?
Yeah.
That's a good guess, but incorrect. Only 2 years in a row. Good guess, Nick. Thanks for the call. 800-222-5222 at the DraftKings Fantasy Sports Bar and Lounge here at Staples Center. Dory in Los Angeles, you are next up. Hi, Dory. Welcome to the show. All right, we lost Dory. Let's go to Jamie, who was at the game tonight. Hi, Jamie. Well, everybody's got the dropsies here. How about Mike? Mike, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm here ready to give it an earful because I'm frustrated fan.
Ready to rumble, are you, Mike? Go ahead.
I don't know what to say, guys. I mean, you know, I just hate the fact that we go back to 4 years ago and say, well, this is the king. This is what we do. And then we fight from that paradigm. You know, it's just not the way to play this. And I don't think that's what we'll do this year.
I mean, you don't want to fall behind, especially when you have the first two at home, 2-0. I mean, the odds, history tells you it's just a tough mountain to climb. And, I think we're all, you look back at the last series between these two teams, and let's be real about it. I mean, how many times are you going to see that happen in our lifetime? We've seen it, at least for me, I think only three times. It's only happened four. Yeah, I mean, it's a different team. It's not as deep as it was in 2012, and it starts, as we talked about at the top of the show here tonight, on defense. And the Kings just have to figure out a way. To me, right now, I mean, the roster is what it is. It's not going to change between now and the end of the playoffs. You've got to figure out how to get more players engaged and more players being effective shift after shift. Your top two lines, your top four defensemen, strong goaltending. A lot of things have changed, as they have for a lot of the good teams over the years, like Chicago. They've reworked their roster, seems like, every year. It's something you've got to deal with. So, Mike, let me ask you, I mean, what has been your biggest concern so far?
It just seems, they seem tired, I got to say. The end of the season almost ended kind of like last season. But they seem tired. I know they ended in a different stance in the standings. They seemed like they good. It just seems to be like I want to say it's almost a spirit about them, an inner elite. Like, we're going to just go out and kick some ass, and hopefully you can put that on the radio. But where you just, and I don't see that. I see a sense of doubt, a sense of hesitancy. And we're looking for kids that are really the big leaders out there that say, yep, I'm the one. I'm the one that's not going to go down and dump it in the corner. I'm going to go through two or three guys and force a power play. Or I'm going to go through two or three guys and stick it in. It's not there. The firepower is not there. I mean, 22 shots, 23 shots, it's just, it doesn't look like the guys we've seen up until about 2 or 3 weeks ago, where it seems like they've just kind of lost their edge.
Yeah, well, we'll see if they can get it back, because they're running out of time, obviously. Mike, before you go, which active player made it to the Stanley Cup Finals 3 years in a row with three different teams?
Still playing. I haven't got a clue, Nick, but I love you anyway.
Okay.
See you later.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it. We did have a good guest, Brian Boyle, who I think made it twice in a row. 800-222-5222. Talk Radio 790 KBC Kings Talk. Game number three in San Jose on Monday night. Airtime here on your home for the Kings, 7 o'clock with the pregame with John and Daryl. Play-by-play shortly after 7:30. And same time on Wednesday at the SAP Center for game number 4. Chris was at the game. He's next up, 800-222-5222. Hi, Chris.
Hey, good evening. How are you guys?
Good, thanks.
Quick one for you. One, happy for LeCavier. Incredible career. Glad he's still producing. But my biggest concern this evening is I think playing San Jose, who is a very fast, physical, and large team, taking Clifford out, putting in Shore, I don't understand it at all. I don't think Shore was very effective. Correct me on that if I'm wrong, but I think you've lost a lot of energy with taking out Clifford. I realize you got to make room for Gavrik and taking Andrew off for Clifford. One of them's got to get out, but healthy scratching Clifford for Shore was disappointing to me. There was obviously very little traffic in front of the net tonight, and it's apparent. So I'll take your answer off the air, but that's my question. I don't understand the Clifford scratch. Thanks, gentlemen.
Okay, Chris, thanks for the call.
Well, I think, Chris, when you look at that, you know, a coach goes with gut feelings, and you look at players, what they bring to the table. And, you know, both Andrioff and Kyle Clifford have been very good for the Kings as of late. They provide a lot of energy, a physical element. One thing that Kings have lacked, not only this year, but so much in the last couple of years, is the ability to be able to finish plays. And I think maybe going into tonight's game, when you look at the pace that San Jose played with in game one, that maybe Daryl Sutter was looking at with the insertion of Marian Gaborik, you bring in a guy like Nick Shore as well, it's maybe going to put the Kings in a little bit more of an attack mode and more of a possession, you know, a type of thing, a more creativity in the game. That wasn't the result at the end of the night. You know, Nick Shore ended up playing just over 9 minutes. He was minus one rating. He was 50% in the faceoff circle. So not to say that he had a bad game, but I think, you know, what the Kings were looking for was a little bit more creativity and offense to be able to come in a more balanced lineup. With Gaborik coming in, that kind of slots everybody into different positions in the lineup. You know, because of his absence, certain guys are playing up a notch, and having Gaborik back kind of moved everybody back down. But, you know, nothing worked for the Kings tonight. The Kings have, you know, have not been able to find that groove here in the first couple of games. So back to the drawing board tomorrow. Practice, a chance to look over some things, look at some more game film. And, you know, now when they go into San Jose, again, this is a team that has struggled on home ice this year. We'll see if the Kings can, you know, take advantage of that. And we'll see whether or not, you know, San Jose being the team that has the last change, the matchups that they look to seek out in their building.
All right, 800-222-5222, 800-ABC-KABC. Sharks up 2-0. They win tonight 2-1, Pavelski and Couture. LeCavalier got a goal late in the third. The Kings pulled the goaltender for the second straight game, but could not tie it up. We'll take a break. Back with more of your calls. Again, our question, our first question, which active player made it to the Stanley Cup Finals 3 years in a row with three different NHL teams? We'll be right back.
Listen to McIntyre in the Morning all week and win tickets to see Billy Joel live at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man.
But the winning doesn't stop there. We'll also hook you up with a stay at the New York Hotel and Casino, plus a $50 gas card. Billy Joel, live at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Saturday, April 30th. Tickets and hotel furnished by Live Nation Entertainment.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Calling all early birds and night owls. Get Norm's Bigger Better Breakfast all day and all night. Hickory smoked bacon, link sausage, ham, eggs, hash browns, and buttermilk hotcakes. Only $6.59. Get your fill of Norm's famous Bigger Better Breakfast. Open 24/7. Normsrestaurants.com.
Why did Han Solo spit out the Wookiee? It was too chewy. Speaking of chewing the fat, call Nick and Daryl now. 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222. It's King's Talk with Nick and Daryl.
All right, back here at Staples Center, DraftKings Fantasy Sports Bar and Lounge. Winners of our trivia get Bailey's Best of Popcornopolis gift basket, filled with all of your game time favorites, such as the world-famous caramel, cheddar cheese, cinnamon toast, kettle corn, and Bailey's favorite, zebra. Someone said they have a jalapeno cheddar?
Yeah, I think that's a combination.
All right. Each flavor handcrafted one batch at a time using only the finest and freshest ingredients. And your basket arrives to you ASAP if you win. Be sure to visit popcornopolis.com for store locations and delicious gifts for every budget. So far, we're stumping people. Which active player made it to the Stanley Cup Finals 3 years in a row with three different teams? One of those years, he did win a Stanley Cup. Donna was at the game. Donna, you're next up, 800-222-5222. Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
Good. I've been listening to everybody's comments. I kind of have the same opinions. I feel like the Kings came out really flat in the first. I feel like the second period was dominated by the referees on some bad calls. Our defense obviously is struggling. I was curious what happened with Martinez and when he is going to be back. I also agree with the last caller on Kyle Clifford. Surprised he was a scratch tonight. I felt like at the end of the season, the last few games, that his line brought a lot of energy and, like, puck control and, you know, really made some great opportunities for the Kings. So I'm really confused, like, why he's not in. And if you have an update on when do you think Martinez will be back. It was great to have Gabbert back, but, I feel like we need our defense to bring it.
Yeah, Donna, with the makeup of the defense this year, missing a guy like Martinez really hurts. I don't know. They don't divulge the injuries in the postseason for obvious reasons. Don't know if he re-aggravated the injury that kept him out for the last four regular season games. So we'll have to just see. The only thing I can tell you, it's going to be game to game now with the injuries and the progress on them, going forward. I'm with you. I liked Andrioff with Clifford and Lewis in game one. I thought they got in on the forecheck. They bumped bodies. They created some chances. They only played 8-9 minutes. But still, I thought, for a playoff game, that's the type of play you like from a fourth line. But obviously, the coach was looking for different things to get things going. Maybe offense, as Daryl alluded to, with Shore in. Of course, Gabrick's got to replace somebody. It's a work in progress. And, if Martinez is out for any length of time, then that makes that question mark by team defense even bigger.
Yeah, it is. And, this is where you really got to play a disciplined game. You got to stay out of the penalty box. And, in tonight's game, too many penalties, especially that 5-on-3 disadvantage. And, that proves to be the game-winning goal. It comes and opens up a 2-0 lead at that time. It's tough enough to kill a penalty. And, you look at the penalty by Toffoli, that's in the offensive zone. And, then you get one coming back the other way. The guys are trying to do the right thing out there, but, again, it's that structure and that discipline that is so important. And right now it seems like the San Jose Sharks are finding a way to get themselves to, on the power play. Power plays have been even by both teams in the first couple of games, but the timing of the goals is so important. And the Kings going into that game on Monday night in Game 3 are going to have to play with that discipline and structure, because the fewer penalties that guys like Kopitar, Carter, Toffoli, Doughty, Muzzin have to kill, the more energy they're going to be able to exert when the Kings are looking to create offense.
All right, Donna, thanks for the call. Before you go, my friend, which active player made it to the Stanley Cup Finals 3 years in a row with three different teams, and one of those years he won a Stanley Cup? Any idea?
You know, I really have absolutely no idea, and you're probably going to laugh at my answer, but the only one I can come up with is Chris Christie.
Chris, yeah, he did win two cups with the same team, Chicago in 2010 and last year, but not a bad guess. It's been one of our better guesses. Thanks, Donna. Appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the playoffs. 800-222-5222. Post-game quote here before we get to our next caller from Daryl Sutter. After being off 9.5 weeks on Gabrick, he played really well. I thought, this is Daryl Sutter, Jamie McBain was our best defenseman and that Gabrick was our best winger. So kudos to those two coming into the lineup. McBain, again, his first career playoff game after 345 regular season games, and Gabrick again playing for the first time in 2.5 months. David in West L.A. David, you're next up on the show. Talk Radio 790 KBC and Kings Talk. Hi, David.
Hi, Nick. I was at the game with my wife. She was very unhappy, and especially
now. Now, did you make her unhappy, or what? What's going on here? Do you need counseling?
Well, after 30 years of marriage, you know, we don't vacation together, and we're doing everything we can to keep our marriages together.
All right. You get an A for effort.
Okay. So anyway, I want to say a couple things. First of all, I was very impressed with San Jose's anticipation. There, when they were forechecking, the second man would steal the puck quite a few times tonight, and it wasn't necessarily just our lack of passing well, fumbling the puck, etc. I wanted to make the comment you said, about having four solid defensemen. Years ago, I had the pleasure of sitting next to Gordie Howe at a game in the press box at the Forum, and I couldn't resist. I had to ask him, if you got two players that are all-stars and you're the GM, who are you going to pick? Are they going to be two goalies, two defensemen, two forwards? What's the mix? And he didn't bat an eye. He's definitely two defensemen because they're going to make your goalie better and they're going to push the puck up to your forward. And this is coming from a forward,
Right, right.
Yeah, so it was actually a very pleasant evening. And by the way, he happens to be a terrific guy. I'm sure you've met him. But the other thing, so I just hope the Kings can, come back. I think considering that we're not playing so well, we're only losing by a goal each time, if you get a bounce here and there, especially that Vinny's goal, which we batted the puck 6 or 7 times.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, going forward, if you take Joe Pavelski out of the equation, it's an entirely different series. That just tells you how effective he has been with 4 points on what, 6 of their goals so far. Yeah, I think you talk to a lot of GMs, and where they would start would probably be with a defenseman who can play 30 minutes and do it all well, like a Drew Doughty. Is so great the Kings had the opportunity to draft him. You look over the years, when Anaheim won, Niedermeyer and Pronger played a lot together, but if they weren't paired together, then they're both going to play almost half the game. So one is out on the ice, or yep, the other most of the game. Yep. St. Louis had Pronger and Al McGinnis for a yep, few years. Yep. Same situation. And, yep, even the Kings were so well balanced, but with the development of a Voinoff with a younger Drew Doughty in 2012, 2013, you could almost say that you could put those two in that type, because yep, both of those goalies, defensemen, played in all situations yep, for the Kings and yep, played very well.
Yep. Yeah, and you could team them both up as they did with guys like Willie Mitchell, veteran type of guys. And, these guys had the energy and the mobility out there in the hockey sense to be able to compensate that. And, that I think what we're seeing right now, especially right now in this series, is the absence of a guy like Slava Voinov and what an impact that he would have, because the Kings defense would be set with Doughty, Voinov on the right side, Martinez, Muzzin on the left side. There's your top four probably for the next 3, 4, 5 years.
And, yeah, yeah.
But, again, every team goes through situations like this. Nobody's going to feel sorry for the Kings. And, you know, Alec Martinez wasn't able to play tonight. You know, we're not sure what his status is going to be for the rest of the series. But the guys that are in the game, those are the guys that have to make themselves, a part of it. They've got to find a way to have an impact on the game.
David, thanks for the call. Before you go, any idea which active player made it to the Stanley Cup Finals 3 years in a row with three different teams? He did win a cup in one of those 3 years.
Well, it's Mr. Marian Hossa, I believe.
You were very confident with that guess, and you are right. Marian Hossa went to the finals with Pittsburgh in 2008. He lost. Went to Detroit the next year in 2009 and lost. Went to Chicago in 2010 and finally won. Of course, he's followed that up with two other cups with the Chicago Blackhawks. And I believe he ended the regular season one goal shy of 500 in his career. David, stay on the line and give the guys your address, and we'll get you Bailey's Best of Popcornopolis gift basket. All right, 800-222-5222. Michelle was at the game. She is next up on the show. Hi, Michelle. All right, we lost Michelle. How about Jim on the 405? He dropped two. Okay, how about Daryl next to me? Are you there, Daryl?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. I didn't drop you, Nick.
All right, now, game three in San Jose. What's the game plan? Play coach for me right now.
Well, I think the Kings have to go in there, and they've got to go in and establish themselves. They've got to play a strong, structured checking game, but they've got to get a forecheck going. That's a part of their game that they made it way too easy on San Jose to be able to bring the puck out of their zone. The couple of times that they've been able to establish a forecheck, they've caused a little havoc in the offensive zone. And go back to the game the other night, game one of the series, it was the line of Andrioff and Clifford. They were in there for a period of time, and then all of a sudden the Kings were able to get the puck on that shift as San Jose brought it out, ends up on a stick of Jake Muzzin, then it goes into the back of the net. So just little things like that, they have to try to put back-to-back shifts. The defense, forwards, they have to stay connected. For the most part, San Jose didn't do a lot 5-on-5, but their team, because of their skill level, they don't need a lot of chances. Inserting a guy like Marian Gaborik back in the lineup, he gives you that the luxury that, you know, he can capitalize on one chance or two chances in a game. So, it's not the situation where the Kings want to be in. They faced bigger uphill climbs, but they have to go into that game, and they've got to establish themselves. They can't feel sorry for themselves. And one thing that they do have in their favor is San Jose has not played well in their building this year.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Under 500.
Under 500. Yeah. So the Kings should not go in there and allow them to be able to get comfortable in their own building. Kings have to find a way, whether it's aggressive, solid team play, they've got to find a way to frustrate them, get them off of their game, not allow them to take the comfort game that you just played here in Staples Center in two consecutive games. They've got to force them into uncomfortable situations, and then when the opportunities arise, they've got to score some goals. But the Kings' best players have to elevate and be their best players and outplay San Jose's best players.
Game three, Monday night in San Jose, on the air with the pregame show. John and Daryl beginning at 7 o'clock in your home for the Kings, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Our thanks to the ice crew, Courtney and Elia. Behind the controls, Luis Segura, Jose Fernandez, John Traconis, and Christian Collins. The Sharks win it to take a 2-0 lead in the series. 2-1 is the final tonight. For Daryl Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long, good evening. We'll talk to you on Monday. So long, everybody.
Kings playoff hockey is on KABC. Don't miss a second of the action as the Kings go for their third cup in 5 years.
Royalty reigns again in the NHL.
Kings. Sharks. Game 3. Coverage gets underway Monday at 7 with Inside Kings Hockey. And immediately following the game, stick around for Kings Talk with Nick Nixon and Daryl Evans. Exclusively on your home for Kings Hockey, 790 KABC.